The reading this evening is from the book of Psalms. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from the dread enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the scheming of evildoers, who whet their tongues like swords, who aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from ambush at the blameless. They shoot suddenly and without fear. They hold fast to their evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly, thinking, who can see us? Who can search out our crimes? We have thought out a cunningly conceived plot, for the human heart will mind and deep. But God will shoot his arrow at them. They will be wounded suddenly. Because of their tongue, he will bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake with horror. Then everyone will fear. They will tell what God has brought about and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. And whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I've given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. Having just almost completed a leadership safeguarding course, and I know Paul is starting one on Tuesday evening, it has been a reminder of the constant need for safety, security, and protection for us all, wherever we are and whatever we're doing. In this evening's gospel, we learn that this Jesus mission, this sending out of disciples, should always be one of compassion, one that respects the dignity of all people. It's a mission of grace, forgiveness, meaning, purpose, and peace. This mission means working and living together in a close community, becoming vulnerable and, yes, giving up our need to control. When we live in this way, it makes this mission and the work we do relevant because it's about what God is doing and has already done, and it's not about us. All we need to do is live into God's call and tend to the harvest God has already planted. But, as the Lord himself said, "See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves." Safeguarding needed here, I fear. So let's look at our safeguarding from the perspective of tonight's Psalm 64, a Psalm of David, which is a simple plea for protection. "Hear my voice, O God, preserve my life from the dread enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the scheming of evildoers." When I was a child, I used to love watching The Adventures of Robin Hood. It was in black and white back then, if you remember. With all the flying arrows and concealed netted traps on the forest floor. And one of the underlying metaphors in this psalm is that of archery, which took me back to Sherwood Forest. In verses 3 and 4, the psalmist feels as though he is the target of hidden archers or secret snares. And we all know that feeling metaphorically, to be suddenly struck and hurt from an unexpected quarter, whether it's a physical mishap or an emotional ambush. We cry out for help, as the psalmist does, and look for some way of shielding ourselves. David's enemies had tongues like swords and speech like arrows. David was a warrior who'd stood courageously against spears, arrows, and wild animals. But in this psalm, he tells us how he dreaded those who used their tongues as arrows and attacked from hiding without fear of reprisal. Though David was blameless, they secretly plotted to pierce him with their words. They took counsel together to wound him with gossip and accusations. They weren't afraid of man or God. Because they plotted in secret, David's enemies believed that their schemes wouldn't be discovered and exposed. They were arrogant, confident that their plots were well conceived. They believed that no one could see. They believed that they were hiding in that dense forest and were safely undercover. We are all potential victims of this abuse. And for those on the front lines of politics, say no more, and civic engagement, this can't be unfamiliar territory. If you stand for what you believe to be right and just, you will be attacked by adversaries who plot in secret and use words, tweets, threats to attempt to intimidate you into agreement with their beliefs, or at least into silence. While they rarely use violence, the wounds of their words are humiliating and can be intimidating. But then the metaphor turns, and in verse 7, the psalmist asks for God himself to be the archer, this time shooting at our enemies in our defense, to end the psalm on a positive note. As although David's adversaries use their tongues like arrows, David realized that God will shoot and wound his enemies with arrows of his own. The righteous will see this and will praise God for what he has done. The righteous will be glad because God, in whom they take refuge, vindicates them. All those with upright hearts will praise and glorify God. This is as true in our time as it was in David's. And we read in our gospel, the 70 came back with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." Good news indeed. So how can we apply this psalm to our lives? Whether we feel we are the victim or perpetrator, let's look at ourselves. Firstly, do you have a log in your eye? Are you engaging in gossip, plotting secretly against another, devising injustice for the blameless? I'm sure you're not. But that said, not one of us is free from sin. So the time is always right for us to repent and seek forgiveness, however squeaky clean we think we are. As we read in verse 10 of tonight's psalm, let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. I shall finish by reading from a book by Malcolm Gait, David's Crown. And he wrote a poem on each of the 150 psalms. So clearly tonight, Psalm 64, Exaudi Deus, a plea for God to hear us. Our hearts desire our risen Lord and King, and in our exile here we call to him. Preserve us, hide us, hold us in the ring of your protecting love. For there are grim assailants round us, setting secret snares. And when our lights are low, our visions dim, we tumble into trouble unawares. As this world's traps and trappings snag our feet, we stumble, all encumbered by its cares, and soon the arrows pierce us. We retreat from our first faith, we veer and compromise. Despair of progress and accept defeat. Hear us and rescue us. O Lord, arise. Shoot back for us with flaming darts of truth. And in your shining wisdom, make us wise. Amen.